Everybody, welcome back to Solid Performance Solutions. I am with Ephraim from Tactical Logistics Solutions. Solutions everywhere you turn. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to see you, Chris.
Good. Always good to see you. I'm sure I'll see you again soon out in Seattle for the Accelerate Conference. But even before we get into all that, let's break down the FBA prep business that Amazon no longer wants to be in. I assume it was too cumbersome, too much of a headache administratively, or just not profitable, or what was your take when they announced they would stop doing it late this year?
I think it was definitely not, again, it was a shocker to me because Amazon is doing this for years. That's one of the first services when they started FBA was offering that service.
Yeah.
So it came kind of like, I didn't expect it. It came out of left field, but definitely it's something that it's not profitable for them because when it comes to prep, it's very hard to make a process in place because everybody's product, like a clear process means say like across the board, this is how it is. Because everybody has different products, different places where you put the label, different places where you put the packaging, the fragile items, all that stuff. Like, so Amazon is very into putting policies and procedures in place that applies to everything, right? And then obviously some people get hurt in between whenever they make these changes, right? So the same thing with this is like, this was something they couldn't figure out, obviously, because it's impossible to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, I guess it was not profitable for them because they do it in a huge scale and they decided to stop it. And we've seen this for the past couple years. I think since Jeff Bezos stepped down as CEO, it was like Amazon is really focused on profitability. So any fees we could dump on the sellers, they're doing that across the board. And I guess this is one of them probably that's a big dollar bill for them. Is the prep services. And yeah, they're stopping as of January 1st next year. So a little bit exciting for 3PLs because we have a little more work to do for Amazon sellers. Right. Where AWD and other services took away a lot of business from us, but it's definitely came as a shock. But a lot of 3PLs out there know well how to do that because they adapt to project by project, not as policy on everything altogether.
Yeah, so it's kind of a change of pace. You're used to lots of bad news.
Exactly.
This is kind of good news. You anyway.
For a change.
Well, maybe you can do things better than they were doing in some of the areas that they struggled in, you know?
Yeah, we don't have policy like that, like rules and regulations, how we do prep work. Like every company, every product is different and we price it differently. So it's not like it's across the board the same price. Mm-hmm. We used to be like that and we got killed by it because some people overpaid, some people way underpaid because the prep work for them was way harder than others. So that's how we do it.
Yeah. What kinds of questions, comments, concerns have you had in your conversations with sellers since this announcement?
For a lot of sellers, they like the part of Amazon where everything is done in one place. I mean, say it's like they send the product in, Amazon labels it for me, or they send it to AWD and then Amazon label, whatever it is. Like they like that one software taking care of everything. Just Amazon deals with all my selling crap. And now they have to start looking for new solutions. And like for people and sellers that never use that as an option, it's like, who do I go to? Who do I speak to? Like things like that. So that obviously for some sellers was a little bit unexpected, but there's so many 3PLs and warehousing companies that do prep work, co-packers and this and that. Like it's a non-issue. Let's put it that way for a seller. They'll figure it out. It's just, right. It was a concern just like came out of left field.
Well, I wondered if a bunch of people would just come out of the woodwork seeing opportunity, but maybe not having that much experience or like not having the right knowledge base to just take this all over from somebody who's been doing it with Amazon for all these years.
100%. Like what I would say for a seller that's researching this is if you go to a company that has a flat fee for everything, I mean, say like relabeling flat fee or putting on labels a flat fee, prepping for with bubble wrap and all that's a fragile and a flat fee. Mm-hmm. And it's like this across the board, very likely you might be overpaying because it's very hard for a company just to have a rate sheet, flat fees for everything when every different product is a different scope of work. So I would say that question that if everything is a flat fee, if they tell you like, we need to do a time study and figure out how much it's going to cost, that means they're actually going to check your product and see what it takes to get it done. Very likely you might get a better price where you're paying other places a fixed fee.
Yeah, for sure. Have you just been talking about this nonstop ever since it was announced, or Are you doing the rounds on the podcast? I mean, is there a lot of excitement, a lot of kind of people posting about it, or you think it's going to be like closer to the end of the year that that comes up?
I think as it gets close to the year, more people are now interested in Q4, but definitely a lot of places definitely covered it. We had an article in Prosper Show posted an article about it, right, as well about it. So it's definitely made the waves, but it did. It's not as a big impact as other services in the past, because I would say 75% of sellers import their product already with their FNSKUs or UPC codes on it. Like, they know they don't have a need for all that. Yeah. But again, for this 20-25%, let's say, of people that always use Amazon for that, that would be an issue for them. So I don't think it didn't make as waves as an AWD, for example,
right,
made waves, or AGL. Like, those were like big announcements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my article is in the same Prosper newsletter that yours is.
Oh, nice.
So I saw yours for sure. Yeah. We're all doing it. So you're heading out to Accelerate. I don't know if you go every year or if you think this year will be different because of this, but I'd imagine you're going to have different conversations with, you know, clients that meet up with you there.
Definitely. I mean, it gets bigger every year. Yeah, it gets bigger every year. But I think it's an amazing place to meet a lot of great sellers, different service providers, even Amazon team members, some departments. You get to know people. You get to understand what they do. It helps a lot of sellers as well. I mean, last year I was there, a lot of sellers got really the help they needed because they knew who to talk to. So it's a good place to go to. It's an amazing show. I mean, it's like the food, the decor, the entertainment, everything is just top notch. So it's definitely, you can't miss that.
Yeah, everybody likes the block party. And I've developed this habit of kind of either getting a week early or a week late, but staying for a couple of weeks so that I can make double use of the meetings I have there with follow-ups. And somebody, I mean, I encourage sellers to do this too. Somebody you meet during the, let's just say you don't know who you're meeting before you go. It's 3 days this year, I think.
Right, so 3 days.
Somebody you meet on one of those days, if you're still in town a couple of days later, you can meet up with them again and have a more in-depth conversation instead of doing it all at once in the space of an hour and not talking to other people who are there. And Seattle in September is actually pretty nice most of the time, not every year. But as somebody who lived there for 10 years, I can tell you, like, August, September, mid-August to mid-September, that's like your sweet spot right there.
I think last year the weather was really nice, so it was really enjoyable. Yeah. The block party was a success.
Yeah, the block party, but also like what you said, Seller Cafe. I mean, there's different booths, of course. I think people are spending a lot of time with the ads managers and people like that, and maybe talking, you know, with logistics-related issues as well. But the Seller Cafe was at the top floor last year. I assume it'll be in the same spot this year. Just overloaded with dense, you know, viable conversations with people who can look into your account, see why your stuff. So for us, appeals problems, suspension stuff, it was invaluable last year. I'm sure it'll be good again this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for that. Because this year was like very quiet with events. Mm-hmm. There was not that many out there. So we had the big Prosper Show, and the Accelerator is the bigger one.
Yeah. We had a quieter event this year, France. You could have joined us in France if you really wanted to, but a little farther, a little bit longer of a trip than last year, crossing the East River from into Manhattan. Yeah.
And the Bear Mountain Day.
Yeah, I know the Bear Mountain. Those are the days. I know it was only a year ago. It feels like longer, but what else do you have kind of cooking that you're rolling out? Doesn't have to be this year. If you're looking at next year, I'm already looking at 2026 with something.
Yeah. So we actually rolled out like 3 months ago a service that's called Split Smart. And what we do is we deliver pallets into Amazon for a flat fee. Meaning to say is like, it's a flat fee from my warehouse in California or from my warehouse in Jersey to anywhere in the United States. So you're going to be paying a fixed dollar amount to going anywhere. The benefits of it is a couple. I'm sure you're aware of placement fees, right? If somebody wants to send to one location instead of five, you have to pay placement fees. Yep. So this is basically a way cheaper option of placement fees. What we do is we basically create puzzles where we have, I don't know, probably 52 clients by now that have signed up to it. And we're filling up trucks to each Amazon location. They're all live unloads in Amazon. So we make the appointments, it gets live unloaded. So our average is 5 to 10 days where it gets checked and received in Amazon. So for example, let's say if you have 1,000 units on a pallet sitting, usually your pallets fit 1,000 units and you want to get into Amazon very quickly. So you're paying placement fees because you want to go locally. You're paying, let's say, $300 in placement fees, around, let's say, 30 cents a unit on average. So let's say you're paying $300 in placement fees plus the actual trucking into Amazon is another $40, $50 a pallet. So you're paying around $340, $350. Mm-hmm. So with Split Smart program is $195 a pallet. And we do the five-way split. So you're not paying placement fees and we're getting into Amazon quicker and it's cheaper than paying placement fees. That's one thing. The second thing is the spread. So when you send to one location on Amazon, these facilities are transload facilities where they actually send it into other fulfillment centers where actually the product ships from. So every transload facility splits it up to certain locations, not to, I don't know, 200 locations in the US. They send it to, like, say, 10, 14 strategic locations. Now, if you're doing a five-way split and you're delivering to all these five locations, now all these five locations are sending it to other DCs where Amazon is fulfilling. So what happens is your spread is a healthier spread. It's a faster spread.
Right.
And what that does for sales is I've seen that with many customers. I mean, the average is up 7% across the board. 52 clients that we asked, not everyone answered, but around, I think, 37 clients answered.
Okay.
It's on the average of 7% sales increase. And I'll tell you why. Number one is if you, Chris, let's say you're selling water bottles, you pay placement fees, you send it to California, warehouse in California, Amazon spread it around, and then you had your competitor did the five-way split, and they split it out all over the United States where their product, let's say, made it to Houston, Texas. Your water bottles did not make it to Houston, Texas. Now, when a shopper goes and buys two things, first of all, Amazon's algorithm pushes your competitor's listing higher up. Right. Because for Amazon's wallet, it's cheaper for them to ship it from the Houston facility versus right. They have to ship it from, I don't know, Georgia, somewhere where your product is sitting, right? Mm-hmm. That's one reason. Number two is the buyer sees, like, okay, Chris's competitor's product I could get tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, but your product I could only get in 2 days. So who do I rather want? It's a water bottle. It looks very similar. Right? They both have good reviews, like things like that. Right. So automatically, that increases sales. So not only the part where it's cheaper, it's also healthier to do a five-way split versus to pay place the physical location. So that's our newest service that we offer. It's very competitive with AWD, but it's still not as cheap as AWD in some cases, depending on the product, depending on the seller. But it's definitely a much faster service and cheaper service if you're paying placement fees. So that's basically the idea of it. People ask me for a long time, using Amazon partner carriers to five locations, it takes on average 3 weeks till everything trickles in and gets received. And then it goes to FC transfer where it takes another few weeks till it hits all the locations. So it literally takes them 6 weeks till product actually hits the shelves properly. So yeah, this is a much better solution. So that's what we're doing, trying to help them out.
So you're rolling out some new exciting programs and projects for the next year or so, it sounds like.
Yep, got to pivot.
Got to stay agile.
Exactly. Yeah,
stay on top of changing trends. So great. I mean, if people have questions about anything we talked about today, what's the best place to reach you?
Email, LinkedIn. I could even give out my number, my WhatsApp number. People message me.
Whatever you want.
But my email is ephraim@tacticallogistic.com without the S at the end. My LinkedIn is Ephraim Ash. I think there's two, but my spelling EPHRAIM. There's only one on LinkedIn. So only have one cousin that has the same name as me. There's no other from Asha. And then my phone number is 347-461-4520. I prefer text first, so I know who I'm talking to. If I'm not on a meeting or I'm not busy, I'll answer right away, or I'll text you to schedule time to talk. But that's basically the quickest way to get to me.
I hear you. The glory of WhatsApp. I have a number and just dedicated to the WhatsApp, not even my phone, not even my main phone.
Good gosh, smart.
Yeah, it got to be a bit much, but all right. So people know where to reach you. Thanks for talking through some of this. I'm sure as we get closer to the end of the year, this will be a hotter topic, it's already kind of a recent announcement, but it'll be closer to reality by the end of this year.
Right.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again, Ephraim from Tactical Logistics Solutions for joining us. And also everyone listening in, if you have questions, please feel free to ask Ephraim. If you have other things you want to bring up, you can always find me at eCommerce Chris, and we will catch you next time.
Thank you.